Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love working with plants and helping people with their gardens and their landscapes. If you missed the first hour, Lizzie, we had a great information about growing nut trees and pecans in Florida. It's a great time to put in a tree. And so if you missed that, you can go back to iHeartRadio and you can hear the show anytime you would like to. So it was a great talk, and we do appreciate Dana Venrick for coming on. So let's go for the dirty word of the day.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is canescent, and it is Latin canensis. It means to be white or gray or hoary, H-O-A-R-Y. And this term is derived from a plant that is growing white or whitish or hoary, and it's often describing plants that have fine grayish-white hairs on their stem. Plants in Florida that are canescent are starry rosenweed and also the Florida pinkster azalea, which is the rhododendron variety that we can grow here in North Florida. This plant is native to moist woods and is known for its fragrant funnel-shaped pink flowers. Also, too, is lead plant, and this is a prairie shrub, features purple flower spikes held above silver-gray foliage in early summertime. These plants have a white, gray hairs on them that are very fine. And false rosemary, and then also Lantana canensis, which is a Florida native. It also has little grayish-white hairs on its stem. So the dirty word of the day is canescent, C-A-N-E-S-C-E-N-T, canescent.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
It is.
You know, so the gray hairs, and I figured that would be good for Halloween, the grayish hairs on, you know, like ghosts and all the different plants and stuff like
yes.
that. So canescent, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Speaking of bulbs, like Carol was speaking of the amaryllis, what other bulbs can you be planting right now? You can be planting African lilies, agapanthus, anemones, bulbines, and callas and crinums, daylilies and gingers, gladiolus and pineapple lilies, rain lilies and society garlic, spider lilies, walking iris, and watsonia. This is a time if you would like to have spring bulbs like crocuses and daffodils and hyacinth, narcissus and tulips. Would you like to have those? You need to force them by chilling them in the refrigerator for 10 to 12 weeks at 40 to 50 degrees. So in your refrigerator, place them in a paper bag and keep them in a different drawer than your apples and pears. You don't want those fruits in your refrigerator if you're trying to chill spring bulbs. The ethylene gases will cause the bulbs to deteriorate and they will not bloom. Grasses that you'll be planting right now, just absolutely beautiful, is the Miscanthus adagio. Miscanthus adagio is blooming. It has very elegant type of feather, flowers on it. It looks very elegant. Then the muley grass is blooming right now, which is beautiful. Lamandra breeze and dwarf fakahatchee. And then the fountain grasses, red and white. And then also lemongrass. You can plant that practically year round and it will do well. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680.
Okay, so Jerry from Citrus County called back because he kind of missed the wood hibiscus. So I need to kind of stand a little bit corrected. So I went on their actual website. So they actually have a drink. Their drink is the plum or ginger, okay? That's
right.
The flavoring.
Tea
with the hibiscus. But it says it's made with Nigerian hibiscus.
Okay, yeah. I can see this in the Mallow family.
Okay.
I mean, they import it for theirs, but you can, I mean, you can also have a peach, you know, you can, you know, have peach juice mm-hmm. and make a tea with the Mallow in it as well.
Right. And it says they use sweet blackberry leaves, some ginger, apple pieces, and rose hips.
So it's a nice little recipe there.
It really is. So, yeah. So, and you know, like Teresa was saying to Jerry, just don't go out randomly and pick stuff out of your yard and start eating it or drinking it. However, do your own research. And if you're unsure of the plant, then my thought process is in cooking and eating anything, when in doubt, throw it out.
That's it. That is so true.
So, yeah.
So true.
So be cautious of that. But I've heard of hibiscus teas. I've had hibiscus teas. I love hibiscus teas. I've even bought it in the store and I've done it, but I've never thought about all the hibiscus that I planted this last 2 to 3 years out in our pasture about maybe, you know what, I could probably go out and make me some yummy teas.
You certainly can. And one of the great books out there by Ellen Zakos, who has been on our show. She is a great, great gardener, and her book, The Forager's Pantry. Mm-hmm. She has books on how to forage and find plants that you can use in your recipes and actually eat, you know, eat your weeds. And so Ellen Zakos, The Forager's Pantry, and it's on her website, and it's called backyardforager.com. And she can tell you how to take what you find in the woods and in your yard and make recipes out of it. So it's a really good book. Thank you, Jerry, for calling in. We just are so appreciative of you listening. Thank you, Lizzie. We're going to be right back if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
Ever feel invisible crossing the street? You might be. Florida saw over 12,000 pedestrian-related crashes last year, nearly 20% more than the year before. Stay seen and stay safe. Wear bright or reflective gear, especially at night. Walk facing traffic if there's no sidewalk, and always cross at intersections. Put the phone away, ditch the earbuds, and make eye contact with drivers. Your safety starts with being alert and visible. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas.
We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so, Lizzie, you were telling me about your beautiful hibiscus. So describe a fire and ice hibiscus for people who don't know what it is.
Okay, so it's like there's like two different colors of leaves. So there's like a pink and maybe almost a purplish or like a dark hue color on mm-hmm. one set of leaves. Mm-hmm. And then the others are like a bright green. So with a little bit of like a discoloration on them, but it's not because it's bad. So my fire and ice hibiscus is gorgeous, mm-hmm. off the chain. The only thing I don't like is they have little teeny flowers. The hibiscus flowers more like I would see a hummingbird for, you know, it's that kind of size of happiness.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? For a bird. But it is just, it's gorgeous.
And where did you find it?
At a box store.
At a box store.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And it just happened to catch my eye. And I was just one of those. You know me. If anybody's listened to this show for 5 years now that I've been on this show, I tend to have like ADHD shopping moments, which means I will get stuck on something, i.e. mint. Do not.
Yes.
When Teresa says be very sparing when you purchase or plant mint and try to keep it in a pot, she really knows what she's talking about. So yes, I kind of went a little nuts with the hibiscuses last year and this year, yeah, it's gorgeous. I highly recommend you buying the fire and ice. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it looks great with dark green liriope. It also looks good with bromeliads too, as well. It's a very tropical looking plant. But the variegation is very nice. And so glad you enjoyed it.
And the thing is it doesn't actually have to flower to be beautiful. I mean, hibiscus are pretty, but they're kind of plain looking to me.
Yes.
Not this fire and ice. This fire and ice, it don't even need a bloom. So
that's funny. So, well, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And so we have Phyllis in Lakeland. She sent us an email and she sent some wonderful pictures. Hi, Teresa. I've been told about you by my husband. Isn't that nice that her husband tells her about Teresa Watkins and Better Lawns and Gardens? He says he listens to your show on the radio, and we thank him so much for that. And that I should get in touch with you about a plant we have growing at the site of our shed. So here's a few pictures of it that I took today. Hopefully it will help in identifying it. It looks like it has blueberries on it, but I've never seen a blueberry bush in person. Something has eaten the berries that were on it a few days ago. Now, again, this is where my heart goes pitter-patter, pitter-patter, kind of jumps up. Even if it looks like blueberries, don't eat anything you see out in the woods, okay, or in your yard that you don't know what it is. So Phyllis, I emailed her, and she has highly toxic pokeweed, you know, and so I would definitely remove it. And yes, birds do eat the berries, and that's how it spreads to other yards and to conservation areas and anywhere where the seeds, where the birds go, they will plant the seeds for pokeweed. But it is toxic to humans and pets. So please don't, please remove it And then also don't eat anything. So whenever somebody says, it looks like blueberries, I'm going, oh, please don't eat it.
Yeah. And I know that you tend to do stuff around, you know, the themes of the holidays. So I don't want to spoil if you're going to talk about in this next week or so about the poisonous apples that you can actually find in Florida growing naturally.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about that or no?
I'll do it next week.
Okay. How about this? Be careful of any apples that you see out there. Stay tuned to next week, and Teresa will explain. Don't just go around grabbing apples off trees and eating them.
Exactly.
Or standing underneath them. That's another thing people don't realize. So stay tuned to next week.
It is. It just be careful. You know, it just we've gotten away from knowing exactly what's going on in nature. I think people are wanting to get back to nature, but we have to make sure that we identify, because plants can look similar to other plants, mm-hmm. and they're not good for us. And so you just want to be careful. So then also too, Carol in Port St. Lucie, speaking of hibiscus, she said, my hibiscus was fine until about a month ago, and the flowers stopped opening and fell off. The leaves are spotted. What is going on? So Carol, the clue right there is the bud drop, okay? And when you see hibiscus dropping their buds, there's something going on. It's either gotten a shock from over-fertilization or lack of water. It is undergoing deep, deep stress. But the major thing that can be causing it are thrips. And thrips are a major pest of hibiscus, especially hibiscus that's not in a full sun, good air circulation spot. It's up against next to your house. It's not getting, you know, a good wind. It's in the shade a little bit. You're going to tend to get more insect issues. And thrips damage a hibiscus by sucking the sap from the leaves and the buds, which tends to discolor the leaves, the kind of bronzy looking. You can see it gets spots on it. And then the buds drop off. So thrips are little tiny insects. I mean, you can't even see them hardly. Thrips are not even a tenth of an inch long. That's how small they are. They're millimeters small. And they can be yellow, brown, or black. And they have slender bodies with wings. You can see it if you have a magnifying glass. And they do cause severe damage to the leaves. So now how can you check to see if you have them? What you can do is you can put a piece of paper, just an 8 and 11 by 11 sheet of paper, or fold it in half and put it underneath your hibiscus leaves and shake the leaves and see what drops off. You're going to get insects, and you're going to get a little bit of the the feces off of it. And so you can see that if you do have them. If you see little black lines, you have thrips. Now, how do you control it? Well, you want to make sure your hibiscus is in a great spot, okay? It needs to have full sun. It needs to have consistent moisture, I would say once or twice a week, depending on the time of year, of rainfall or irrigation. And it needs to be monitored regularly. Look at your plants. Don't let an insect problem get out of hand. So what can you use on it? Well, you can use spinosad, which you can find in Captain Jack's Bug Brew, okay? And it really, really helps control bagworms and borers and beetles, caterpillars, spiders, mites, and thrips. Captain Jack's Bug Brew. Spinosad is an insecticide that is natural. It is found in, it's a bacterial species. And it was discovered in 1985 from crushed sugar cane. It's considered a natural product and can be used for use in organic agriculture. You can use it on fruits and vegetables and ornamentals. And it is designed to protect against problem insects without significantly impacting beneficial insects.
I almost texted you and asked you, because that's what Gary Bachman last week was talking. Was it Gary Bachman was talking about last week? Was
Captain Jack's Bug Brew.
Spinosad.
Yes. Spinosad.
Okay, because I have got some fire ants that have just risen from down below.
Okay, so fire ants, it's not going to do anything about the fire ants.
Okay.
Only because you have to kill the queen to get rid of the fire ants. Okay, so what you need to use for fire ants is bait. And you can use any form of ant bait.
Okay.
What you want to do is like sprinkle it around the ant hill where you're seeing them come up.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it as quietly as possible. You don't want to damage the ground surrounding it, because if they feel the ground moving and they get startled, they will move the queen.
Ah. Oh.
And then it starts and start a new colony, a new hill somewhere else. And if they have two queens in the nest, that they'll multiply. They'll double the nest. So use the bait, very sprinkle it very lightly. Follow the instructions. Very easy to use. And then they'll collect it. And then within about a week, they'll all be dead.
Man, I need to become an ant queen, because I'm all about somebody picking me up and moving me because I'm being disturbed.
Let's go to Jim in Satellite Beach. Good morning, Jim. How can I help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a plumeria tree. It's been there for quite a while. And, of course, every summer when it has the leaves, I treat it regularly for rust. And
right.
So it's always beautiful, lots of flowers. This last week when I was out treating it, I looked, and on the back of the leaves, they were completely covered with these really tiny, tiny yellowish orange colored bumps, and I mean like every leaf on the tree has this, and there's tons of them that are on there.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is?
Well, okay, so it could be a couple of things. It could be a beneficial insects, or it could be an insect that you need to get rid of. What I'd like to do is see the picture of them. Okay, so can you describe how little they are? I mean, with like how many's on a leaf?
Oh, there's got to be hundreds on the leaf.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like literally the size of like the head of a needle.
Okay, so that's, yeah. So it could be, it could be ladybug eggs, okay, which are beneficial. And so
sure.
It could be that. It could also be the one, the insect I'm trying to think of that is so good. It's so beneficial. It eats like so many insects. So really, it's right now,
yeah, because the tree is really big, and,
right?
So it's literally every leaf.
Yes. And so the ladybug insects, it could be that, and so you've never seen them before.
No, I haven't really seen ladybugs.
And you don't spray in your yard, right? Do you spray? Do you spray insecticides in your yard?
No. Yeah, the only thing I spray is the plumeria because of the rust.
Now, do you have any vegetable? Now, so are they really round or are they kind of pointed shaped? That's what I'm trying to see and visualize it. Do you have vegetables in your yard?
No.
Okay. I'm going to say that they're beneficial and just to leave them right now. Okay. But if you could send me a text.
Yes, email.
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 Email me. A picture of them, that would be better for me, because I mean, you have to see the eggs to kind of make a judgment whether to get rid of them or not. And sometimes our best beneficial bugs look bad. And so, Jim, send me a picture. You can go to teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can go to betterlawns.com and email us a picture. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I wanted to follow up with Jim, and I hope you're still listening, Jim. I really need to see the photo of the eggs because sometimes they can be beneficial, and again, sometimes they're not. I mean, they could be, aphids or spider mites, but it's at the end of the year for plumerias. So this is what I wanted to say, is that they're, you spray them for rust, but they're going to start to lose their leaves with the cooler temperatures. So if you can send me a photo and I can identify them, that would be great so that we're not killing beneficial bugs. But if you can't, I would just go ahead and leave it and let the leaves drop off, or you can take the leaves off yourself and just go ahead and let the plumeria going to dormancy, and that's not going to hurt it. So,
and what's your email address again?
Very good. So my email address, Jim, go ahead and send it to me, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A dot Watkins at live.com, L-I-V-E. So do that, and I'll be able to give you better information. I just hate saying, you know, identifying something that I don't put eyes on. So I appreciate you calling in, and that's a great question. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I am fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm loving this cooler weather. Is it cooler there for you this morning?
It was 62 degrees.
Oh, how nice.
This morning.
Excellent.
And I just ran the dogs out, and I was chilly.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
Actually, we still have grasshoppers.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm using Liquid 7.
Okay.
Because I have to.
Uh-huh.
They're all over the place.
Okay. And is it killing them?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. Are they small still or are they larger?
They're large.
Okay, and you're just kind of spraying it. Okay, that's fine. As long as it's working.
Now, I have another question for you. Is it too warm to buy mums?
No. You can go ahead and buy mums. It's what. So are you putting them in the garden, or are you using them for a special event and you want them to be blooming when the event happens?
I always put them in pots.
Uh-huh.
Underneath the tree.
Okay.
And, but I didn't know if it was still too warm because we're going to be in the 80s all week.
Right.
We're going to be in the upper 80s.
Right. So my preference is that you can go ahead and buy them now, but when you buy them, mm-hmm. don't have them where they're all fully open.
Right.
Okay, buy them when they're closed. You can tell the color of maybe one or two of them are blooming. That way you're going to enjoy them longer. They're going to bloom over the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to open up, and you'll get to enjoy them. If they're already bloomed and they're opened, and then we get into the 80s, they're not going to last as long.
Okay,
so I would say yes. I would wait another week and buy them for Halloween, and then that way you've got November to enjoy them and, you know, maybe even the first week of December.
Right.
Okay.
The last group of mums that I had, they lasted 2-3 years.
Oh, yes.
Because I let them go because things were happening.
Sure.
He'll let you know.
Okay. But you could also just deadhead them and they'll bloom again for you in the springtime.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. Take care, hon. I heard roosters in the background for Eileen. Just a familiar memory. Did you hear it?
Yes, I know. Maybe it's the roosters of past.
The ghosts from the past roosters. Okay, yeah, it kind of excited me. Let's go to Tom in Merritt Island. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. So on one side of my property, actually on two sides, there's a privacy fence. Mm-hmm. But on one side, I've got a sweet potato patch that runs right up next to the fence.
Okay.
And the idiot person who did the lawn care on the other side of the fence and my neighbors, they put down Roundup. And it's killing the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 40% of it's dead at this point. The other 60% might survive. I don't know. And it's very irritating because we've been having rain here. We got 8 inches in 2 days.
But
I was waiting for the rain to finish and waiting for it to dry out. I was going to harvest those sweet potatoes. Now I can't because they're poisoned. My question I have for you on this is, first of all, the soil is sandy, and the sweet potatoes are growing in an area that's been heavily mulched and sheet composted for years. So
uh-huh.
they're growing a couple inches of humus compost on top of the sand.
Okay.
So the question is, what do you think is the best approach here? Should I start digging the stuff up and set it at the curb for yard waste, or should I just pile on more mulch and let it rot? Because it'll take a long time for that stuff to decompose.
What stuff to decompose?
Well, both Roundup and any mulch I put down.
Well, the mulch will last longer than the Roundup. The Roundup is not going to stay in the ground long time. It does not stay. Okay, it leaches out pretty quickly. But I would dig it all up and remulch it and then replant next year. You can do that in the springtime. It'll be just fine.
Yeah. Well, one side of the plot is not dead, so it might not all die and it might just grow back, but whatever.
Okay, now are these the ornamental or are these the edible sweet potatoes?
Edible.
Oh, what a shame. Well, you know, have your neighbor let him know that you need to know when you can do that so you can harvest your sweet potatoes before he does that.
Yeah. I mean, some of my stuff had grown under the fence onto their side of the lot, and whoever the person they had doing their yard doesn't.
I wish these landscape maintenance companies would not edge with Roundup. It's just not a good idea.
Right. And if he's running into that problem also, and he kind of don't want to, you know, I don't know how well Tom gets along with his neighbors, but could you maybe suggest something like a sweet potato bag or a pot or something that you can grow those in, maybe?
Yeah, he can grow them in pots and, mm-hmm. you know, raised beds and things like that. But they do make a great ground cover. And
yes.
So what I would suggest, Tom, is that you plant your sweet potatoes and then stop it from growing 2 feet away from the fence. Now your sweet potato roots are still going to go underneath the fence. It's just something that they just have a lot of long roots. And but I would plant them further away, maybe in the middle.
I'm on good terms with the neighbor, and I did talk to the neighbor, and I basically told him that, look, if the stuff's growing over and you want it cleared, tell me and I'll come over and do it for you. You know,
and how did they respond?
Oh, they're fine with that.
Oh, good, good.
And it probably doesn't hurt to take a few sweet taters over too.
You can take them some of the sweet potatoes.
Well, when I told them that they had ruined my crop, they actually bought some for me.
That's nice.
Okay, well then they're being very, 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 very good. So that's fine. Yeah, I would just go ahead and mulch it. You can pull them out and then just start new ones again. In the springtime, or you can plant them anytime and just keep them going then, especially where you are in Merritt Island. It's not going to get too cold. Thank you so much, Tom, for calling in. I appreciate it. Let me know what you do. The maintenance companies edge with Roundup all the time and weed killer, and it does affect the plants growing around it, so I don't recommend it at all. It's just being lazy. Get them to do something else, edge it properly or hand pull. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
There's a lot to think about when you bring home a new baby, but keeping them safe is always your top priority. Up to age one, babies are at high risk for suffocation if they sleep in an adult bed, on a recliner or couch, or in any space with blankets, toys, or pillows. So remember the ABCs of safe infant sleep. ABC stands for alone, on their back, in a crib. A firm, flat crib or bassinet mattress with a tight-fitted sheet is the only safe place for babies to sleep. For more tips, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.com.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Greens Specialists. Discover Quality Greens' beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Greens Specialists. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily, online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
You're behind the wheel, they're on foot.
One moment of distraction, one missed stop, and everything can change. In Florida, over 12,000 pedestrian-related crashes occurred last year, a nearly 20% increase from the year before. Drivers always slow down near crosswalks and never pass another car that stopped for someone crossing. Failing to yield can cost you a heavy fine, points on your license, or someone's life. This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a phone call or a question, gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. You can text anytime. I'd love to hear from you. Let's go to, here we go.
It's Bill in Ormond.
Bill in Ormond Beach. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. I've got a chronic issue and had it for years because it usually comes in with plants you get at a nursery, and which I never had years ago. It's called Pilea or Pilea microphylla, otherwise known as artillery weed.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's real soft, but all of a sudden it's everywhere. And as you know, because you've been to my house, I've got these Dickia and other very sharp plants, so it grows in between all those things, and I have to take, and I don't get it all, but I have to take these tweezers to try to pull it out. It'll just overtake.
It does. It's very invasive and prolific, and it spreads very easily. So, Bill, I know your house. You've got a great gardens. I love your gardens. So the best thing I think I can recommend to you is to not only do a post-emergent, which you can use on some of the plants, but a pre-emergent, okay? And there are several pre-emergent ones, but you want to look for products and herbicides that have oxyfluorophen or oxydiazon, and then also pendimethylate, okay? Methylene. So what I'm going to do, Bill, yes, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you. But the active ingredients to look for are oxyfluorophen, oxydiazon, and then inodazoflam, and then pendimethylene, or any of them with a combination of those. So what I'll do is I'll email that to you and look for those. Those are pre-emergent, so I would put them on with where you are, it's going to stay a little bit warm, but I would put them on in February, you know, apply it in February and March so it catches it before it comes back.
Okay, I pulled some yesterday, and I ended up putting some pre-emergent down, some cream.
Yes.
And that seems to work, but, you know, I get lazy and I don't do it enough.
Right. So. That's the hard part, especially when you have so many pots and raised beds and things like that, yeah. And so many ones with spines and thorns on them, you know, very ragged edges and spiky edges.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of those. So do you wear gloves, Bill?
I do, but to get that dexterity, even though I wear somewhat thin gloves,
yeah,
I can't do that pincher type of thing
no.
as well as with my bare hands.
I agree. I don't wear gloves, and that tears my hands up, so I appreciate that. But let me send you the list. You want to use a pre-emergent. Look and see if the Preen has it. I don't know. I don't have the ingredient list for Preen right in front of me, but it may have it in there. And I would do a pre and a post. Don't let it go to seed. So once it, if you can just stay on top of it in the early spring, you probably won't have as much trouble with it in the summertime and fall. All right?
All right. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome, Bill. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Let's go to Patricia in West Tallahassee.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Patricia. How can I help you?
Well, being in my ninth decade, it's a miracle I remember anything.
God bless you.
But as a child, we had a plant next to our front porch. It was about probably 6 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
It had little white blooms, almond-shaped, cream-colored. And we called it a banana shrub.
Yes.
Well, I've not seen or heard of one since. Is there still such a thing?
We do have banana shrubs. And, in fact, I was talking to a friend, Diane, yesterday about them. And I said, you know, she doesn't like bananas, but Tom does. So her husband likes, you know, the smell of bananas. But, yes, mm-hmm. Banana shrub is still around. You can find it in nurseries. It's a beautiful shrub that gets to be about 6 feet tall, and it has beautiful flowers on it, very nice flowers, the soft yellow.
Okay. Well, I was just curious if there's still such a thing around.
There is, and the larger nurseries do have them. And
okay.
So yeah, they're wonderful. So, yeah, I was just talking about them yesterday. Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for the answers.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome, Patricia. Thank you. So I love that. I love synchronicity. I was just talking about the banana shrub yesterday. It's a great plant, makes a great hedge, and the flowers bloom year-round, and it's just lovely.
I love the fact that somebody can call and ask you that question, and you're like, okay, yep, I got this one. So that is awesome. So, yeah, we love our tally people calling us.
Yes, we do. It's just great. I forgot to ask her how cold it was. I'm thinking it was probably in the 50s, you know, there this morning.
Oh, easily, because if it, well, but, you know, sometimes I can change. But I'm telling you, in Lake County, it was about 55, 54.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad it's here. And, you know, and it can get back up into the 80s, but just a little taste of it is nice.
Yes.
It's nice. Give us a little break for a few days and no humidity. That's what I love.
Facts.
And so this is, again, the time I mentioned this in the first hour. I want to tell people it's going to be clear and sunny this week. We got a little bit of rain for North Florida tomorrow because we got a cold front coming through, and we have a little bit of rain for Miami at the beginning of the week, but then no rain for 6 to 7 to 8 days. That means that we don't need any water. The temperatures are going to be cool enough. Do not turn your irrigation system on. And so, you know, you can not necessarily shut it down, but it just doesn't need your turf, doesn't need the water when the temperatures are cool like this.
Yes.
So when we have daylight savings time change, when we go back, we fall back, we're going to go to once a week watering. Do you know that all year round, you only need to be watering once a week? If you can put down 1/2 inch to 1 inch of water 1 day a week, and that's all your plants and landscape needs. It doesn't need to have more than that. So in the summertime, we do allow the water management districts, the water restrictions allow you to water twice a week, but you only need that 1/2 inch twice a week. So just your turf, your plants, as long as they're established. I'm only talking about established landscapes, landscapes that have been around for over a year to 2 years. Your turf, if it is a year old, it should be established. It is established. If you've mowed it three times, it's established. And you do not need to water it as much. Wean it off the irrigation. Because if we have another drought this spring, we had a really bad drought this year, but if we have another year, springtime, of drought, those lawns and landscapes that have been overwatered or need to be watered every other day or three or four times a week, they're the first lawns that are going to deteriorate, and they're the ones that are going to die. And so don't do that. Just kind of Mother Nature. You know, before the 1970s, there were the only homes that had irrigation were the ones on the lake, the big houses, the two-story houses on the lakes. Mm-hmm. That was the only homes that had irrigation. Or if they had a grove and, you know, an orchard, they had irrigation. We didn't have it before then, and we still had green grass.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did. And so please, thank you so much to all of our phone callers. Thank you to Dana Venrick, 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand, QualitySpecialistNursery.com. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Got to get it right.
Yes.
QualityGreenSpecialist.com. And you can go by and get a nut tree. I love the idea of planting pecan trees mm-hmm. and chestnut trees. The Dunstan chestnut is a great tree for Florida. And these are great. It's a good tree to have. Nice canopy. If you have a little bit of property to put four or five pecan trees or chestnut trees on your property, that would be so cool. And then you have your own chestnuts to roast in the fall. And you have your own pecans or pecans.
Pecans.
To make pecan pie. And that would be wonderful. Thank you so much to all our callers and listeners. You guys are just fabulous.
Yes.
Thank you to our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Black Cow, Peterson's Nursery. Thank you so much. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and Lizzie Steele behind producing all the magic. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you miss any of this show or any other show, especially if you missed Gary Bachman on the show, you go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com. You can catch all of our podcasts there.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.